Okay, we are live. Welcome to Hans Athletics Radio. We have the one and only Caroline Brown, Caroline Olivia Brown, on the podcast today, and we're going to talk about her and her goals and plans for the future and where the world of health, wellness is going to tie in mentally and physically. So say hello.
Hello.
There you go. So for those that don't know you, out of my six listeners, which already all know you, I think, I'm going to have you talk a little bit about who you are and where you see yourself going. Go ahead.
All right. So my name's Caroline Brown. I just graduated with my bachelor's in psychology at Utah State University. And right now I'm just transitioning into grad school. I accepted a program at Idaho State University for clinical mental health. And I'm super psyched to finally get in to what I actually want to do. Utah State, it's been great, and I've got to see a little bit of what I want to do, but in reality, I've really only had three classes that have dived in to the abnormal side, counseling side, and bringing that together. So
what was the rest of your degree on?
Nothing. Bullshit. Not really, but I don't know.
Are you bashing on everyone's dream to get a college education?
No, I'm not bashing on it. It was great. I learned a lot of stuff. I'm super thankful for the opportunity that I got to go and get my education. I just wish that Utah State had a program that would dive more into counseling and mental health. There's a program at the U where you can actually graduate and have your therapist license. So all I'm saying is I wish I could have been working on that the past 4 years, but it's all right.
Yeah. So what makes you passionate about mental health?
For starters, in extended family and like my close family, I've seen some things with mental health, but in all honesty, we all have mental health things. And what's really cool is the DSM-5, which is where they decide the criteria for each disorder, mental disorder. They're actually changing it so every single person is going to be on the spectrum for every single disorder, because at any point in your life, you, Darren Hansen, might meet the don't look like that. You look a little scared. The criteria for depression or anxiety or even bipolar disorder, everyone's going to have certain things. But the difference is if it's causing clinical distress in your life and is stopping you from you being able to do your daily activities. So I think it's cool, because we all need to go with that mindset that everyone is going to have these things. It's not this taboo, forbidden thing that it used to be.
Yeah. But here's my counter argument to that is if I go into a clinic right now and maybe I'm dealing with depression, first thing they're going to do is prescribe me a medication, which I don't want to take.
If you're going to see a licensed medical doctor, that is what they're trained to do, is prescribe you some pill. And I definitely don't agree with that. I think medication is the last step or option to take. I think there's 10 different steps that you should take and try before you reach out to medication. Obviously, there's some disorders like schizophrenia that you do need medication. But for everyone, that's not the first step that you should take.
But he's talking like you're just going to develop schizophrenia for like a couple months in your life and then be back to normal. Or is that a thing? It's not like depression.
Okay, so with that's what I don't know how they're going to do with stuff like schizophrenia because, yeah, most people might not meet that. It's only like 1% or 2%. I think it's 1% of the population that has schizophrenia. So I'm not really sure how they're going to do that. But it might just, you might just be in the middle of the spectrum. Like, you don't have any criteria that meets that.
Okay. What I was saying is, it just sounded like you were alluding to, like, you would go in and you could maybe all of a sudden have markers for schizophrenia, and then they'll just start giving you medication for it.
No, okay. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant they're trying to change the stigma that's surrounding mental health disorders. And for your more common disorders like depression and anxiety, we will be put, I mean, other ones as well, but we're all going to meet criteria for depressive disorder or other things. And it helps, one, take away that stigma, but also make people realize that it's just, we're human, it can happen to anyone.
Yeah, I think, in my opinion, the first thing that needs to change is just probably the stigma of seeing a therapist, just in general. Because if you say, I went to a therapist or whatnot, there's definitely like a negative connotation that goes with that. And I think it would be awesome if we could invest and maybe prices came down or insurance covered more of like reoccurring normal visits to a therapist. And maybe we don't call them a therapist. Maybe it's developmental coach or something along those lines where just normal people that maybe can go through different ups and downs like you're talking about. Just have somebody to talk about it with openly that doesn't have somebody that doesn't have a side that they've already chosen. Like usually people in your immediate circle are going to see things one way or another. But if you have somebody to talk to that's outside of that circle that can maybe give you different ideas or a different perspective on what's happening, I mean, that could probably counteract a lot of the mild stuff that's going on, just to have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, definitely. And a couple therapists and counselors that I've worked with in internships throughout my bachelor's degree actually don't like calling themselves therapists or counselors because it does have that negative connotation. And that's where you see things like that is way more appealing to the norm than going to see your therapist every day. So it's definitely going that direction. But yeah, maybe a name change would help get rid of that stigma.
Yeah, I think that's where it kind of starts at. Where do you see it? Like in the future, if you're opening your own practice or working for somebody, how would you want to structure it when you're already on the side of, you know, you think everybody needs to be involved with it and there needs to be a different way of treating it, right? So let's lead into that. I know you think there's a better way to at least initially diagnose success. Assess before just giving medication.
Yeah, definitely. So that's why my biggest thing is creating this realm of your mind, body, and soul, because I think when you tie in other aspects other than just your mental health, it helps people realize that all three of these things are connected, and you can't just work out with a personal trainer and expect everything else to be fine, or you can't just see a therapist and expect everything else to fall in line. You, just like you go to the dentist, just like you go to the doctors, you need to be doing those things for your mind, body, spirit. And I think when people start to go towards that, it makes people realize that it's all connected. You do have to take time to nourish and feed those aspects if you want to truly be healthy.
It's like more of a holistic
thing.
And I think that would, if it moved towards that, that would bring a powerful arsenal to the my position as a strength coach, because we deal a lot with situations, emotions, and people asking for advice for stuff that we're not really qualified to give them answers on, but we do. So if we had somebody in our corner that was accessible and it wasn't a negative stigma, that we could kind of recommend and push people towards, you know, whether that be a life coach, developmental coach, whatever. But we have somebody in our arsenal where we can send referrals and say, hey, this sounds like something that you might want to talk to a professional about.
Yeah, definitely. When I was growing up, I went to this basketball clinic. It's called like Nate Smith Basketball, something in West Virginia. I don't know. But they had the ability where you would go work one-on-one with a trainer on basketball skills for an hour. And then you had the option where you could then go in for an hour and work with a sports psychologist on the mental side of the game. And that's kind of where I got the idea of having this one-stop shop where you can go get training at Hans Athletics. And then after, you can go in and work with a life coach or a licensed therapist, whichever that person feels comfortable with. And you can work on the other aspects of your life through someone that is trained to do that. And I think it's not just a physical trainer and a licensed therapist. You throw in someone that has their nutrition certification. You throw in someone like Blair, who is a physical therapist. You throw in all these other aspects that people can come into a place where there's a community, where they feel loved, where they feel understood, and then they have all these different avenues to go through in this one-stop community.
Then they're more, and then I would assume they'd be more comfortable with working with somebody on that. Yeah, and maybe, like, it just popped in my head, but maybe it's more of a, you know, they have an option to add on to their package, so they could go separate with their membership to either person, or they could combine them. But if you were licensed, they could still bill insurance for your time, I would assume. But kind of what popped in my head and the vision that popped in my head that'd be cool, I think, is they come in and work with a strength coach for 45 minutes. So it's an hour and a half block. Come in and work with a strength coach, and then maybe the therapist separate room, because you want it to be private, obviously. Maybe it has rollers and like recovery tools. So they like do their 45 minutes of training, and then they head into and work with a therapist while they're rolling out, cooling off. And you can just talk about life, how they're feeling, problems, whatever. But like, you could be like a life coach in that sense for just normal clients.
Cheers to that. So Utah is kind of ahead of the game with that, but it's called recreational therapy, and that is definitely how I want to practice as a therapist. And
so, like, more casual, maybe they're rolling out,
it's not this dark room with the bright lights and this creepy guy as the therapist.
The big chair.
The big chair that you lay down and they do hypnosis on you. That's what we have to get away from. And that's where recreational therapy comes in. And you want to get some fresh air. You and the therapist go out on a hike for your session. You are rolling out after you work out and you can sit and talk. And then by doing that, you can get so much deeper into really what you want to talk about, whether that's your marriage, your kids, your job, mental health issues, anything. That's where you can really dive deep when you're comfortable, when you do refer to your therapist as someone that you can open up to and be a friend with, and you're doing it in a setting that's allowing that to grow and nourish.
Yeah. And being business minded, that's also going to bring for you as a practice, like if a practice or as a gym, if you team up, I mean, that's going to be instant referral sources for both of you, because you're going to be training people. They're going to see that it's an acceptable, okay thing, or you're going to see someone as a therapist that you're like, hey, maybe some health and wealth, like getting in shape is going to help you mentally.
Yeah, right? Definitely. And that's the thing, is it's all working to change that stigma, but I can't stress enough how it's all connected. If you're working out, you're releasing endorphins and you're feeling better about yourself. If you're eating right and not eating all this processed food, you're eating whole foods and you're spending the time and taking the time to develop the mental side as well. Those things are huge. Yeah. And when you're in an environment where it's comfortable and you can do those things and you're shown that it's not this traditional therapy approach, it's not a traditional,
it's not you're broken, it's like we're just,
yeah, we're all fucked up anyway. So the more we just accept that and move past and try to be the badass self that we are.
Whoa, I'm not fucked up.
I beg to differ. But that's definitely my envision for not just me and what I want to do for my practice, but for practices across the nation. I think everyone should develop this approach and just join mind, body, and soul, because that's how you grow and become the person that you want to be and stop putting limits on yourself and restraints.
Yeah. I think what all these things do, really, as human beings, like, we're going to always have stress. Like, stress is part of life. It can be mental, physical, whatnot.
It's good. You should have stress. It helps you grow.
You have to have stress to adapt, to grow, right? But the problem is people are lacking in one area or whatnot, and then they're missing resiliency. So their ability to bounce back from stress, whether stress is you lose your job, you fight with your spouse, you're really out of shape, so it's stressing your body every day just to be living the lifestyle you are. So what we need to be doing as professionals is giving these people the ability to recover and be resilient to that stress.
Yeah. And with what you just said, now this is not for 10 plus years, but when I have kids, that is the one thing I want to stress. And the one thing that if I could teach them would be to be resilient. I think we live in a world where if there is anything uncomfortable, we need to fix it all like right away and
instant gratification.
I mean, 100%. We are so quick to think that if something's hurting or something like this, that it's the end of the world, we're going to die. But no, that's what makes you learn and grow and develop. And if you don't have that pain, if you don't have that hurt that's pushing you to be better, then why the hell would you change? Why the hell would you get off the couch and do anything else? And so I think that's what you got to stress, is it's not an instant fix. And I think with you and Hans Athletics, you really stress that it's not this pill. It's not a diet pill. One of my favorite things about you, when you talk about the gym, you'll have clients that come in and want to get the bikini body or want to lose fat here or there. And not even a month in, they're not even worried about that. And they feel 10 times better and are way more confident than when they came in. And it's not, oh, how much do I weigh? What's my body fat percentage? And that's the milestone that we need to start working for. And kind of what you said a while back about medication, that's a big reason why I don't strongly believe in the medication side. Obviously, for some things, it's very important and you need it. But we're so quick to take a pill and think that this is going to fix it when, oh, I'm going to bed every night at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm eating Pop-Tarts for breakfast. I'm drinking 5 sodas a day and I'm not working out, but this pill is going to fix everything. The funny thing about even the medication, it's supposed to be, you're supposed to do that with therapy and other and staying active. It's not this fix-all thing that we think it's supposed to be. And yeah, that's what my approach, I want to get away from that, is to see results, you have to put in the work and you have to care about yourself. It's not this overnight thing.
Yeah, we definitely focus on that. We take like longevity and performance is the two keywords that pop into my mind. So when somebody comes in and says, gives me like a number goal, like I want to hit this in my lift, or usually it is, I want to weigh this, the first thing I do is point him towards the mindset of performing well. So quality over quantity and longevity. So we're going to teach you how to move. We're going to give you these habits and lifestyle that can serve you for the remainder of your life, rather than saying, yeah, okay, we'll help you lose that 5 pounds, and then just smashing them and not giving them the foundation that they need. But yeah, it's easy to give hard workouts and make somebody lose 5 pounds when they come in and they're untrained, right? But I would rather provide them with the tools and the toolkit to succeed in the long run. And I don't even care what they weigh. You know, naturally that's all going to happen and change. Like with consistency and just coming to the gym, they're going to get stronger. They're going to lose some fat. They're going to have better body composition. But then I might not lose a ton of weight on the scale because they're putting on muscle. So yeah, we're all about, my kind of slogan's building stronger humans. But the stronger doesn't just pertain to physical, mm-hmm. right? That's mental resiliency. You know, I want you to have stronger relationships with your family, your spouses. I just want to make you a stronger human being all around, which is like exactly what you're already planning on doing with your therapy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you want to be teaching the skills that they can go on and teach their family, teach their children. And okay, maybe they don't need to be going to sessions or anything for the rest of their life. That's not what you want. You want them to teach the tools so they can do it on their own. And I mean, that's what therapy is all about. It's not, you're not the therapist and you sit them down. In at least the mock therapy trials that I've done, in the first, I don't know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, we can be like, okay, this is your problem. You need to do this, this, and this and fix it. And then we wouldn't be having all these sessions. But what good in the long run is that going to do for your client? Nothing. They're going to be in multiple situations outside of the therapy room where they don't have you to point it out. And now they don't have the tools that they need to fix it. So you're not pointing out these problems. You're letting them
work through them.
You're
just guiding them.
Yeah, you're guiding them. You're never telling them anything. You want them to figure it out and to work through the steps themselves. Because you're never going to be the therapist that's available 24/7.
Yeah. I think, and to steal this from Logan Gelbrick, who's at Deuce Gym, but basically what you want is you want your client, whether that's your as a trainer, as a therapist, you want them to set a standard, and the standard is going to be their goal. So whether it's I want to work through and be able to live healthily with depression, I want to be stronger in the gym. So you need to find that standard or what drives that client, and then kind of assess where they're at. And then you're responsible as a coach to help them bridge that gap from where they're at to the standard, right? So you're responsible for that space in between, but you don't want to keep the knowledge from them and keep them. So I feel like some professionals, if you want to call them that, don't want to give them the tools because they want them to be a client forever, continue to make money from them.
Yeah, definitely.
But I feel like you're responsible to get them to that standard in a way that they can develop the ability to do it on their own. And I mean, that's worked out for me in terms of I have clients now that still come to me in person and pay a premium that realistically they now could go. And maybe they would want me to write their workouts, but they could go out to another gym, a Planet Fitness, and be very successful with the tools they have, the way they move, the understanding. But they stay, and not because they need me, but because they enjoy. So I feel like if you do a good job, it can become this relationship that's not necessarily like they need you per se, so you're not keeping them like needing you, but they want to be around you.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the biggest thing there is you're building that community. You can go to whatever field it is and see the people that are keeping what they know a secret, but they're not building this environment and community where people want to be a part of it because they love the people there. You know, they're doing it because they're dependent on whatever service they're getting. And I think the biggest thing is you got to build that community, whatever it is, whatever job it is, and it has people the option and they get to decide what they want to do and they want to be in that community.
Yeah. You just have to, as a professional in either of our situations, you just have to realize how important what you're doing is. I feel like sometimes people don't buy into how important it is and really take responsibility for getting those clients from where they're at to where they need to be.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think an example of that, a poor example of it, would be, I mean, when somebody walks in, gives a doctor or somebody a couple conditions they have or symptoms, and they immediately give them 3 or 4 pills. Like, I think that's cheating. I think that's, you're immediately jumping to the easy answer and the answer that's going to keep them dependent on the pills, which, well, you make money for. It's a huge industry.
And it's, I mean, an easy example of that is nutrition. Nutrition can be so easy. It's not confusing. You don't need this huge template from this expensive nutrition coach. to figure it out. But the world has made it so complicated and confusing because that's how they get people to pay for these programs. So
that's like the whole industry, especially fitness. It's like
the more confusing it is, the more we've got them.
You can make more money. Definitely. It's like confuse the shit out of everyone. Don't tell them the basics and just keep them needing you and confused because then they'll buy stuff.
Exactly. And so that's the thing is, one thing that I've started to realize in, I don't know, the last year or so, it all started, I want to say it was a Joe Rogan podcast. You and I were listening to it. And he was talking about medical doctors and how we're so quick to believe exactly what they say. And that's something with, we're surprised when a doctor writes us 3 prescriptions for 3 different disorders and we're wondering, and we don't know what they do. But if we're going to see someone who's a licensed medical doctor, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to prescribe medication to fix the problem. They're not trained to fix the problem through nutrition, physical fitness, or therapy. So that's where we've made it confusing. We need to take charge of our lives and realize that just because someone is a doctor or a therapist or a personal trainer doesn't mean that it should be easy and we trust exactly what they say, because
it's hard to be a doctor, but let's be honest, it's super easy to start calling yourself a trainer.
Yeah.
So I would assume a lot of people at gyms aren't very experienced and you can go in there, but if you're kind of switched on, you're going to be able to pick up pretty quick if they're new and don't really know what they're doing. There's going to be some examples of people that don't, but like on the internet, any Joe Schmo, you don't even have to really have a good background or coaching experience or even a certification. Anybody could go make a click funnel, boost a bunch of ads on Facebook with some sexy ads, and you guys sign up for their training. It's just like an Excel file or a workouts that they stole for free off somebody's other thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're just feeding you shit that they have no idea how to implement it or not, but they can sell you on the internet with the idea of a quick fix.
And honestly, like, we can look at those people and we can be upset and we can be mad at what they're doing or jealous because they're being successful in what they're doing. But that's one of those things that we need to take responsibility for, what the bullshit that we're accepting and we aren't even questioning. We can't just expect everyone is going to have our best interests in heart. We need to take charge and understand and do the research on our own. We can't just expect.
I think we need to drop the bullshit of thinking that everything can be fixed quickly, like a 6-week program, yada, yada. Like, that can get you started. But if you've been neglecting your body or your mental health for 10 years, I'm sorry, but there's nothing that's going to fix that in less than at least half that time.
Mm-hmm. And you're constantly and consistently putting in the work.
Yeah, because we can adapt and get back to a healthy state, but the human body just doesn't change in a snap. Like, you have to change your lifestyle, you have to be consistent, and you have to work hard at doing those things.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, it is frustrating. Like you said, we can be upset with them. So it's frustrating to see, quote unquote, fitness professionals taking advantage of the confusion and whatnot and social media and whatever.
But they have to get what they got to get. And it's working for them. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's
frustrating to me, but the way I look at it, I posted this thing on my personal today about Jay-Z, which is kind of different, but Jay-Z talking about hip-hop and how he doesn't consider himself, right now he's not popular or in the white zone, the hot zone, like what's popular, what's trending, what's cool. He calls it a trend. He said what's really important for the people that want to be really influential is to be focused on being solid outside of those areas. So when those white spaces or hot, whatever's hot, continually changes, trends change, you need to be applicable from beginning to end. So maybe you're not in the spotlight, but you're doing a good ass job at day in, day out.
You're staying consistent.
And slowly, yeah, people will remember and know and finally make that better decision, yeah, or whatnot, or you'll be known just for really helping a lot of people out and influencing a lot of people. But maybe you're never the hot booty, make $1 million. Like,
I don't know. You got a pretty good look.
Maybe you're just like me, making $27 a month, putting out programs and training that I should be charging even just for templates, like the amount of interaction we give out. I mean, we should be charging 10 times that.
Well,
you know,
but I bet if you looked, I'm sure there's a higher, at least in your field or what I'm going into, of turnover, because it's not that community. It's not that knowledge that you're bringing, and
yeah. Well, on the online
side, it's more quick.
They plan for that.
Yeah.
It's just like, run a great ad, catch them once, move on. So where you can benefit more if you're actually a good trainer and working hard is definitely in a physical location.
Yeah.
Like, you're working good with the people, you're involved in the community, and you're going to kind of set your roots there and become somebody that's well known in the community. But on the internet, that's like the Wild West, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, it gives you opportunity to,
yeah,
not be in one spot. You can be giving programming and all this stuff everywhere, yeah, but it's...
So what do you... This popped in my head, but... And I'm sure people are already doing it, but what if like a licensed therapist pushed more and focused more on video chat sessions? Like, so people... I don't know if it'd be the same, if they'd be able to get the same reaction out of people. Maybe it's more development, life coaching, but I haven't really seen it yet. I wonder if the market... of like an actual, not just like somebody went and got their life coach certification, because they're going to do that, but like an actual clinical therapist focusing on also bringing a very strong online side where they can work with people all over through technology.
Yeah. And I mean, it's there, and I don't know in terms of popularity. But it's definitely there, and people do it a lot, and even not just therapists, but behavior analysis are starting to do or work with their clients over the internet and via, yeah, Skype. And I think that's a little different, because you're still, it's not as personal as sitting right next to each other, going on a hike, doing all this stuff that you would offer, or what I want to offer in my future practice. But it's definitely more personal than...
Could make it more affordable.
A weekly too. Email or something like that. Yeah, and it's more affordable. It's easier for...
busy people.
Schedules, and
somebody,
if you have kids.
Private,
yeah. So with that one, I think I do like that option. Now, I wouldn't suggest via email or something like that.
Yeah, I think you do.
But
video
Skype,
chat.
Video chat, I think,
you don't have to,
I think,
be careful,
it's okay.
Because you'd probably be transferring. Like, some people wouldn't want them to, you, if their name got out, they were working with you, whatever. Just like privacy type stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, that's still like client confidentiality, yeah, still across the board, yeah, with anything that you work with.
But one thing you could definitely do as a therapist, like, because your route, I know you want to do, you want to be a nutritionist as well, so you can attack that from the mental and in the kitchen, which you can deliver that stuff online.
Yeah, so I'm signing up for a nutrition certification course in October, and I really want to do that, and I don't know, maybe it's out there, maybe it's not, but I haven't met or heard of a lot of therapists that also have their nutrition certification. And the reason I want to do that is it builds that relationship even more. You're not referring out to some nutrition coach that you kind of know, that you've heard this. You're giving your clients what you know or what you've been taught to be effective, and you're able to oversee that. And I think it's also giving them more options and things to do on their own. It's letting them take charge and slowly giving them the tools that they need to grow and get better. Because nutrition, 100%, and physical exercise, I believe, are the biggest things in mental health. If those things aren't there, of course there's going to be problems that arise. And honestly, that's something that I would want to work with my clients at the start. See if what their nutrition habits are, have them track and really understand what they're putting in their body. See if they're getting up, getting active, doing these things, because if you're putting all these preservatives in your body, your mind's going to be foggy, you're going to feel sluggish, and you're not going to want to work out. And if you're not working out, you're not releasing those endorphins, and okay, no wonder you're having these issues.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I feel too. That's some good stuff. So we'll wrap this one up. Caroline wanted some advice. So if you're listening to this, she's trying to come up with a name for future practice that goes along the lines of
mind, body, soul. So I want something, I don't want it to be that straightforward because I know that's been taken 10 plus times over. But something that embodies those three things.
Yeah.
But isn't too tricky that it's like, what the hell is this?
You might have to look up some Japanese.
Don't worry, I got some time. I still have 2 years of grad school, so.
Maybe that name's not taken, though, because it's so straightforward. Might be worth looking into right now, because you can save names.
I'm pretty sure I've gone to a yoga studio that's called Mind, Body, Soul.
Yeah, but that's yoga. That's a separate, you can still have the same name.
Oh.
Because you'd be in a completely different field.
Oh, I don't know how that
works. So, yeah, we'll look into that. Anyway, do you have any book recommendations? I like to ask people if they have book recommendations, because this is a book club.
So, I'm sure this one is overkill, but number one favorite book, The Alchemist. If you haven't read it, read it. It takes something that is so far away from your life and literally gives meaning to your life on every single page. I think if you're starting a new chapter, whether it's school, marriage, moving, anything like that, read that book before you take that next step into your new chapter, because holy shit, it's great.
All right, there it is. It was a pleasure having Caroline Olivia Brown on the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Thanks for listening and tuning in to the end. You can always check out more about Hans Athletics. And if you have any questions for Caroline Brown, you can find her on Instagram at what's your handle?
I think it's Caroline
dash, dash,
underscore, dash. Underscore, underscore.
So three underscores.
Brown 7. No 7. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know my
Instagram
handle.
Clarity. Caroline 3 underscores Brown. That's her Instagram. So go hit her up there. You can shoot her an email, CarolineOBrown7@gmail.com. You can learn more about Hance Athletics and the programs we offer in Pocatello, in our physical location, and on the internet. Just HanceAthletics.com. You type Hance Athletics into Google, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. It's going to pop up. You'll find us. So if you have any questions or you want us to talk about something in particular, let me know. Let us know. We love you. Goodbye.